Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, August the 7th. We have two topics today. Campfire. They're not campfire boys and girls anymore. Campfire girls and campfire. We'll explain that in a minute. And Kelly Smith is with us from River City Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to Radio Friends, Kelly.
Thank you.
You wanted to talk about something very special.
Right? Yes. You know, there's a lot of ways to support Habitat for Humanity's efforts in Jefferson City. With our housing ministry, one of the ways is our aluminum can recycling program, which has been going for 10 years. They had their 10th anniversary this summer. There is now citywide recycling in Jefferson City, which is awesome. Before that, it was a good source of a place where people could take their aluminum cans to benefit the community. So what we're encouraging people to do, and a lot of them are doing it, is to continue saving their aluminum cans to the side. We have 16 can cottages around Jefferson City where they can take their cans and drop them off. We recycle them and use the money to build homes.
Okay, so what, since you have citywide recycling in Jeff City now, you're asking people to hold on to the cans separately.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the city is fine with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of churning those cans into the city for recycling, take them to your
Tin cottages.
They're like little houses or what?
Right. They are like little sheds. They look like little houses. There are 16 of them. And around Jefferson City and a little bit outside of the city limits as well. We have a list on our website. And people can drop their cans off there. And really, we've seen that people are getting into the mindset of recycling more because of the citywide. Mm-hmm. And so since you're already got your bin for your recycling, you can just set one next to it for your cans and just keep that out.
Now, only cans, not plastic bottles, right?
Correct. Just aluminum cans. Right. And like soup cans, not that kind of can. Only the aluminum cans for soda can, beer can, that kind of aluminum.
Okay. Don't put tin cans in there.
Correct.
What happens if they put a tin can
then,
in?
Then our poor volunteers have to sort through and pull those out.
Okay,
and
all right.
Since I mentioned that, we always need volunteers for our aluminum can program and also businesses, churches, or organizations in Jefferson City that want to have a collection bin at their office, in their break room. We can provide those and work that out with them as well. So it's a great way to support Habitat, and it's a very easy thing, and it also diverts from the landfill.
So how do you get paid for that? By the weight?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, when you pull off that little tab, is that little tab recyclable? Can you just go ahead and stick it in the can, or do they take the tab out? It's not the same kind of aluminum.
No, I think you can throw it all in there. We have people that pull the tabs off for a different organization and do the cans for us, but most people just have it all still together. Yeah.
Okay. And then, and you're always looking for people for volunteers for Habitat for
Correct.
Humanity.
Yes.
You're always looking for cash for Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely.
If people want to help out, what do they do?
The easiest way is to call our office, which is 573-635-8439. But if you're driving right now, rivercityhabitat.org is the website, and they can find all kinds of information there.
They don't have to put Jeff City in there? Just rivercityhabitat.org.
Right.
Do you have houses going right now?
We do. We have two homes actively under construction now. We're getting ready to start two more, and we're going to sell our 81st house next month. In September.
So. Congratulations.
We're excited, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for everything that you do with Habitat for Humanity. And will you please come back again?
I would love to.
And let us know how the houses are coming along and how the tin cottages are doing.
I will do that.
All right. Remember, if you live in Jeff City, or even if you don't live in Jeff City, save your tin cans and you can take them down there, put them in one of the tin houses for
Habitat for Humanity. It's aluminum, though, just so I don't confuse anyone. But yes, aluminum is money for Habitat houses. That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate having you here.
Thanks.
Now we turn to Wanda Hoffman, who is here from Campfire. And Wanda, Campfire. I mean, we go back many years.
What do we want to talk about?
Yeah. It used to be called Campfire Boys and Girls. Now you're just Campfire. Why
just
the change?
Campfire. Just, I think, trying to keep up with today's youth.
Okay. So what is...
That's all I can tell you. They just want to be current.
Explain what Campfire is.
Campfire is a youth organization. It was started in 1910 by the same people that started Boy Scouts in that same year. We went along as Campfire Girls for about 65 years. In 1975, it became a co-ed organization.
So Campfire that's Boys
we,
and Girls.
Yeah, that's when we came Boys and Girls. And I think we went through Campfire Kids and went through Campfire USA. Now we're just Campfire, which is what we've always been.
So do you still have Boys and Girls
yes.
in the organization?
Yes.
What do you do in the organization?
That depends on where you are. Geographically, they have a lot of different programs. Of course, around here, we kind of focus more on club programs and camping and outdoor skills and that sort of thing. Nationally, they have a lot of after-school programs. They have self-reliance programs, non-bullying programs, safe driving programs, non-texting programs. It just depends on kind of where you are and what that area wants to focus on.
Because so how many
the
kids,
youth have a say in what we do.
How many kids locally do you have in Campfire?
Not enough right now. Because we've been too quiet for too long, but we're going to change that.
So you came on here to make noise.
Yes, I did. I'm going to make a lot of noise.
Okay, if people want to sign up for Campfire, mm-hmm. what do they do?
They can give us a call at 573-445-7536 or email me at info@campfire.missouri.org.
Okay, wait a minute. Info at
campfire.
Campfire for Missouri.
Campfire dot.
Oh, campfire.missouri.org.
And it's long, but it's worth it.
How often do you have meetings or get-togethers?
We're working on that, too. We're trying to reframe that.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that are up in the air right now.
Yes, they are right now and reformatting. So we're having a combination reunion and open house at Camp Takamina, which a lot of people recognize. The University of Hawaii uses our program for their summer program all summer.
So when is your event at
It's September 13th through the 15th. We'll open up Friday night for those old folks like me who like to come and camp out for the weekend. Saturday, we'll just have memories and songs and hikes and pictures and probably end the day with some songs and s'mores around the campfire.
Okay. Where is Camp Takamina?
Camp Takamina is on O'Neill Road, just about 10 minutes north of town.
Okay. And people need to make reservations for that weekend?
It would be nice to know how much supplies to get, yes. And if they want to plan it, if they have questions, if they want to have input, if they want to share.
Is there a cost? Is there a cost? There's no cost?
No.
So who's footing the bill for this then?
We got donations that come in for that.
All right. So it's Campfire, simply Campfire. And they're having your big open house and you're re-welcoming and... Mm-hmm. Kind of like kick-starting the program here in Central Missouri once again. That date is?
September 13 through 15.
And the phone number to call?
445-7536.
445-7536. Okay, Wanda Hoffman, thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, Youth Empowerment Zone is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow.